Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, their house never made any random noises. It made noise when something wanted their attention.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. So call it in. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to support the show, you could become a premium subscriber. You could get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes Harper with me today. Hi, friend.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I think you'll enjoy this little story.
Oh, so, I'm so excited now.
I know. It's not haunted or anything, but it's like, well, shit, kind of story. So there was this party at the art museum here. They're celebrating their 90th birthday. So they said, come in your favorite decade. So I picked the 70s because I thought, you know, I don't know. I imagine everybody there is going to be pretty artsy about their costume. You know, there's going to be some great costumes.
Right. It's an art museum.
Yeah. And I figured, you know, at least this way I wouldn't have to like go all out like a flapper dress or something like that from the 20s. You know, it's like, like if I had to run into the Quick Trip, nobody's going to really look weird at me. So yeah. I have a lot of turquoise jewelry on and bracelets and things. And we walk in and nobody's dressed up.
Oh.
And we all went 70s and we walk in and I'm like, oh my God, there's nobody else dressed up. And there was two women dressed in 50s outfits. So there was two. There was one woman who worked at the museum who said she was in an 80s outfit, but it kind of looked pretty current.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, maybe 80s is coming back, because I did not think she was dressed up at all. It was the funniest thing. So in this party, and I'm like, it's almost like they had this little cocktail hour first before they had dinner. And it was almost like the memo said, wear black. Because everybody's wearing black. And we are so not. We're very colorful. I almost want to go home and change. Seems weird. Because, you know, it's like one of those kind of members party. It's very exclusive. So these people are wealthy. I'm not. I just got invited to go with my friend. And so, you know, it was just so funny because I'm like, well, I thought it was quite clear you were supposed to dress up. So it was one of those parties where you walk into and you're like, oh no, I wore the wrong thing. And I kind of did.
That happened to me one Halloween, okay? Because like my school, my old school, like we had a thing where like, okay, like, yeah, you can dress up, but like there's not going to be like any like special party or anything. Just you can come in costume for funsies. So I dressed up as a witch, right? I am like all decked out, okay? I got the gothic makeup on because I'm going as like an old timey witch, you know? Like one of those like super creepy ones. And so I get on the bus and everyone's asking, like, Harper, did you go emo? Like, no, I didn't go emo. It's just Halloween. Leave me alone.
I think that's hysterical because all of a sudden they're thinking that you just took on that whole new persona, an emo kid. Not thinking it's Halloween and she's a witch.
The morning of Halloween and Harper's emo.
And me at the art museum with all the rich people dressed in 70s garb when nobody else is dressed up. It's so funny because my friend, like, he even wore jeans with his 70s outfit. So at least I had on black bell bottoms.
Okay, yeah. Well, like, at least he had that.
But he wore jeans, and, like, nobody was kind of dressed like that. They were all dressed up, but just not in any decades. I guess their favorite decades are 2020s. I'm going to guess. I guess it didn't say you couldn't do that. But yeah. I felt a little bit silly. So anyways. So let's go to our first ghost story. And this says, I just recently started listening and figured I'd finally send in my own story. It's not dramatic, but it's something that stuck with me. Even now when I think about it, I get a tight feeling in my chest. I grew up in a small town outside Joplin, Missouri. It was an old house that creaked in places I didn't even know wood could creak. My mom always said the house had character, which is a nice way of saying it made noises even when no one was moving. The layout was pretty simple. Bedrooms upstairs, everything else downstairs. My bedroom was at the end of a long hallway. My brother and sister's room spaced out in between. Downstairs was the living room, kitchen, bathroom, all that, nothing fancy. So one night when I was around 11 or 12, I was upstairs getting ready for bed and I just brushed my teeth and was heading back to my room when I heard quick footsteps, really fast. Almost like someone was running on their tiptoes. Before I could process anything, something small and black shot across the hallway in front of me. Not like a shadow cast by someone walking, not a trick of light. It looked solid. Low to the ground, moved really fast, darted from the area near my parents' bedroom to the stairs that led down to the kitchen. My first thought was one of our cats got in somehow, but we didn't have any cats at the time. And nothing that small moved that quickly except maybe a raccoon. And believe me, if a raccoon was in the house, we would have heard a whole lot more than just footsteps. And I think you would notice that's a raccoon.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it would present as something black and dark.
Right. I think.
And they're big. Yeah. They can be quite big. I leaned over the railing to look downstairs. This is so weird as she describes this house. It sounds so much like the one I when I was a kid. because it had a railing that you could look over just like that. I leaned over the railing to look downstairs. Nothing, completely silent, no movement, no scratching, no breathing. I remember that moment so clearly because the house felt different afterward, like whatever ran past me never left. It wasn't the only weird thing that happened in that house, even though most of the experiences weren't mine personally. My older sister had the worst of it. For years, she'd say things like someone sitting on her bed or her blankets were being tugged in the middle of the night. She never tried to make a big deal out of it, but she also never changed her story. There was one night she swore something held her down by her blanket, like something was pressing on her stomach and shoulders while giggling. She never told our parents because she said Mom would have blamed it on bad dreams, but she told me and my brother years later, and she got goosebumps even retelling it. My brother had his own strange moment. His bed had this old thick carpet, dark blue shaggy carpet, and because of that, his door was always hard to close. You had to really shove it with your hip to get it to shut. One night, he was sitting on his bed messing around on his little keyboard, and out of nowhere, the door slammed shut. There was no way it could have closed on its own. Even the wind couldn't have done it because the upstairs windows barely opened. I remember hearing it from my room and thinking he was mad about something, but then he came into my doorway looking freaked out and asked if I had done it. I hadn't even left my room. We both walked down the hall to ask our sister if she had done it, but she also just looked at us like we were both nuts. She hadn't left her bed either. She was just laying there reading. The three of us went downstairs, told our parents, who brushed the whole thing off as old house problems. But we knew better. A draft isn't going to shove a heavy bedroom door through thick carpet and slam it so hard the frame rattles. Even with all of that, the thing that sticks with me the most is how the house felt when you were alone upstairs. When the noise from the TV downstairs faded and you were walking in the hallway toward your room, it felt like someone was behind you every single time. Not close enough to touch you, but always enough to make the hairs on your arm stand up. Even after we moved out, I sometimes dream about that hallway. Not the house in general, just that hallway. Always dim, always quiet, always like something is about to run across it again. I don't know what that black shape was or why it ran the way it did. Maybe it belonged to the house. Maybe it was tied to the land. Maybe it was just something passing through. But I know what I saw, and it was not my imagination. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks for the podcast. Hearing other people talk about this kind of stuff makes it a little less weird to admit my own experiences. I can so relate to that.
Yeah.
Just all of that, that old house that like Mom said, it has character. My mom used to say things like that because we were just poor. We couldn't afford anything any better. Yeah. And it was like, well, you know, it just has character. And it was just like so cold and drafty in that house. Like the upstairs, I am not shitting you, did not have heat.
Oh, but it has character, Carol.
Yeah, but it had character, and we can add on more blankets, kids. It was just like, I remember, it would get so cold, like you could etch your name into the frost on the glass inside.
Oh, my God.
That's how cold it would be. And so just that whole thing with the railing and always feeling like something was watching you, it was like, I can totally relate to that story.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea what that black thing was. It had to have been
a raccoon, maybe.
I don't know what I'd want. I don't know which one I'd least prefer, the raccoon or the ghost, because I don't want a raccoon in my house either.
Hey, it's like a Ninja Turtle sized raccoon, okay? They got like superpowers from like the sewer.
Maybe that's it.
Sewer raccoon. Teenage
sewer raccoon ghost, no less.
Teenage superpowered raccoon.
Ghost. Turtle.
Ghost turtle thing. Yeah.
Hey. I think one of the creepiest ones, actually, though, was the door. Because everybody's encountered one of those doors somewhere you live where it's hard to shut because either the floor isn't level or it could be a carpeting thing. But you really have to pull the door. Maybe the door doesn't latch or whatever it could be. But yeah. It never just shuts by itself. Mm-hmm. That was creepy. Because I think the other thing, you could almost, the weird black thing running in front of her, you could almost talk yourself out of that. Like, mm-hmm. I must have just seen something. It was my eyes playing tricks on me. You could explain that one away in a number of ways.
Yeah.
Just because you need to feel better about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But things like that door slamming shut, you can't.
Yeah, I don't know how you would explain that. Oh, it's a draft. No, it's not.
I just found that one to be creepy. And Joplin, Missouri, no less.
Go well, figure.
Let's go to this story.
Hey there, podcast listeners. My name is Arthur, and I'm from Maryland. And I currently live in one of the oldest houses in our county. Construction began in 1650s and ended, in the early 1700s. And right now, the original property is about 5 acres of what it used to be. And I live on those 5 acres. And on the property, there's 4 standing structures. There's a the main house, the barn, a chicken coop, and a clout shed. And there's electricity to the main house and the main house only, and there's no electricity to any of the other buildings on property. And when you pull up the driveway, on the left side you got the house, and on the right side you've got the shed. And the barn is on the far end next to the chicken coop. You can't really see it from the driveway, especially at night. And one night, a couple weeks ago, I pulled up the driveway, and I realized that there was a light on in the shed. You know, remind you that there is no electricity to this shed, and there hasn't been for a long time. And I pull up, and I think it's odd. And the main door to the shed is blocked in by a tractor. You know, you can't really get into it because it's just the door, and it has a big blue New Holland tractor in front of it, and there's no getting around it. So then you got to go into a side door. And that side door is nowhere near the light switch. The light switch is on the other side next to the door that is being blocked by the tractor. So I park the car, and I get outside, and I walk up to the shed to go turn on the light, and I start feeling a little scared. I'm kind of not going to lie. I felt, not necessarily that there was a ghost or anything inside it, but that maybe somebody was in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. And so I, I got everything I needed to get up back in my mind, and I walked to the door, and I opened up the door, and I said, if anybody's in there, you better come out, or, I'm going to come in. I sat there for a second, nothing happened. So I said one more time, just anybody's in there, come on out. Nothing happened. So I walked in, I was making my way to the light switch, and the light is on and bright. There's no denying it. And I get to the light, or just about to the light, and right in front of me, right before my eyes, it just switches right off. Dust comes off it and everything, and I hightail it out of there, and I run away. It was probably one of the scariest things I've ever dealt with, but it was real. It was really there. And I've dealt with stuff in the past with the house, thinking I hear something, thinking I see something, but it's not often where something like that so crazy happens. Because the next day I got up and I called the people that are the people that do the electricity in our area, and they said. And told me how to check this new darn box they got, and there's nothing going to the shed. There hasn't been, because it just was a waste of money. So I thought it was interesting. The other stuff that's happened to the house has kind of just been hearsay. Nobody really knows. It could be anything. I've had guests see stuff. I think I've seen stuff before, but 9 times out of 10, I just kind of brush it off as not real. But other than random bumps in the night, or every now and then waking up with a scratch that probably was there before, but maybe not have been, but shed, that light switch thing really got to me, and it was pretty spooky, and I thought, yeah, I'd like to hear about it. Maybe we'll end up on the show. Other than that, if y'all ever want to hear more about the creepy hauntings that might happen over here at the in good old Southern Maryland, I'll give you guys another ring, no doubt.
And he said that house was built in the 1650s?
I think so. I think that's
what
he said.
Could you imagine living in a house built in the 1650s?
That's an old house.
That's so old. And like where I live, where you live, there's nothing built here in the 1650s.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
Wow. And so the house itself had electricity, but none of the other buildings on the property. So like it sounded like this one maybe at one time did have electricity because he talked about a light switch, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have electricity now because he said it was a waste of money. But yeah. Yet how could a light be on in there?
I don't know.
And then when he walks in there and he's like thinking somebody's, you know, because you could go, well, maybe it's just a flashlight or somebody's burning some kind of lantern.
Yeah.
So you could explain that, but nobody's supposed to be in there. So what are you doing in there? So he does what a brave person would do, not me, but a brave person. And he's like, okay, come out.
Yeah.
And nothing. And then when he goes in there, then the light shuts out. Shuts off. That's crazy. And then it kind of acted like not a whole lot. Like, you know, he's had some scratches, but maybe they were already there. You know, it's like people have seen things, or have they? You know, you just have to wonder, though, a place that old, how could it not have activity?
Yeah.
Because I just always think, you know, when you think about the energy and all the things that have happened on that property, that it would have to have some kind of activity, I would think.
Yeah, right?
Golly. That's like living in a museum, isn't it?
Gosh, yeah.
1650. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it if you want to call it in. It's 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.